Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, September 13th, and this is really the first week. This is it, because, you know, Mark, we had a lot of schools were closed for Rosh Hashanah last week, and a lot of people were still kind of back and forth, and so now we have it. This is it. This is the beginning of the fall, as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I may stop wearing white on the air until I can wear my winter white. Are you okay with that, Mark? Like, just kind of moving into fall right now?
Yeah, the color transition is in full effect.
Yeah, full effect of color, and we're going to make that happen. I'm very excited to have this next person on the air with us. And the reason why is that we're going to do my very unofficial polling question. And you'll hear what that question is in just a second. But this program is not about the question I'm going to ask. It is about you and your financial life and your financial priorities. If you would like to join us on the air, all you need to do is send us your financial question. Anything, really, can be anything. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. That is our email address. Or if you are on our website, if you're on the jillonmoney.com website, there's a contact button. It's in the upper right-hand corner. And you will be able to basically write your question, but then say, I want to come on the air. Why is that important? Because it's better. It's better. Mark, I mean, I listen to the show all the time, and sometimes I just laugh about the interactions because it's so much better to hear what's going on in someone's voice, right? Instead of just me guessing about it. So give the pitch of why we need you on the air.
For me, it's all about hearing the callers. Now, no offense, Jill. I love when you answer questions and I love when you ask me my input, but I'd much rather hear you engage with the caller.
Now, next, let's get to what the matter at hand is. We have on the line Marie from Philadelphia. Marie, are you ready for the most important question that I'm going to ask you that has nothing to do with your money?
I'm ready.
Philadelphia best cheesesteak. Go on the record right now, Marie, and take down and pump up whichever Philadelphia cheesesteak purveyor is your favorite.
I'm going to have to go with John's Pork in South Philly.
That's exciting. I've never heard of that one, Mark. We've had Jim's and Gino's and what's the other one? There's one other one, but John's Pork. All right. I'm all in. My nephew just moved to Philadelphia, so I'm really only planning a trip there to eat. What brings you to our airwaves today? What can we help you out with?
So thank you for having me. I'm super excited. I have a question about my husband and I own a rental property, which we used to live in, and it's been greatly appreciating in value. It's in one of the hot neighborhoods that I bought cheap and stayed. And now we're wondering, does it make more sense to sell it or to hold it in terms of long-term for our retirement? I always envisioned that we would hold it and then sell it when we're ready to retire. But now in this market, I'm wondering, maybe that doesn't make sense, you know, and I feel like we're a little bit behind in our savings for retirement. So I want to make sure we make the right decision, as I feel like this could be like a make or break for us.
I got you. Well, let's not put the pressure on too much here. Let's not do that. Marie, how old are you?
I'm 46.
And your husband?
42.
Do you guys have kids?
No.
Okay. So let's go and do a little bit of sort of basic financial planning to get started here. Tell me about how much money you guys earn together.
We are in a weird situation right now because of the pandemic. We're currently making about 140 together, but we used to make about 200. Our industry, we are in the event and food industry. So
we're real hard.
And as managers, we're both directors in the company. So we used to make closer to 200 with profit share. Profit share is indefinitely off the table.
So you guys work for the same company?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So do you guys have retirement plans?
We do. Yes.
Okay. Tell me about those.
Okay. So with our company, we have a 401k with a 3% match. Mm-hmm. We currently have together about 256 in there. We were doing 18%, but when COVID hit and we thought we were going to lose our jobs, we dropped down to the 3% in favor of stockpiling our cash reserves. So,
got it. Okay. Tell me about those cash reserves.
So we currently have like $30,000 set aside as an emergency fund. And that would give us, like, if it's a true emergency and we really like cut everything out, that would give us 8 months. And then we've got another 25 in cash that we're trying to figure out. Like, I think we're going to invest it in an index fund.
So you both work for the same company, and I'm going to go to disaster moment for a second. Let's just contemplate. The company goes broke. You both lose your jobs at the same time.
Yes.
Are you sure that you really, that 30,000, should we not just say like, let's keep 50 grand in cash and make that, beef that up to like a year?
I definitely can and have thought to do that. I was wavering back and forth.
I mean, unless you told me that like, oh my God, we could totally get jobs, you know, but you're in the industry. It's not just your company. It's the industry that's going to be tough for you guys. So I think let's not invest any of that just yet. So let's move on now. Any other investment or Roth IRAs, any other accounts that I need to know about?
So I have a Roth that has 10,000 in it. My husband had never set one up. We were talking about starting that with the extra money we have sitting around. And I have an IRA that has about 50,000 in it. Mm-hmm. And then we have some investments that are worth about 40,000.
Where are those?
I have some money in VTI at Vanguard, and I have about 8,000 in there. And then I have in the Dodge & Cox stock fund, I have about 30,000 in there.
Hmm. Okay. And you handle this yourselves?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now tell me about the house you live in now, not the rental property yet. Your primary residence is worth how much money?
I would say it's worth about 425 right now.
And what is the outstanding mortgage balance?
The mortgage balance on this house is 160.
Do you know the rate offhand?
3.75.
Let's move into the rental property. The rental property is worth how much?
The rental property is probably worth about 315, and there's 98,000 on that mortgage at 3.5%.
In terms of the rental income, what's coming in from that property right now?
The all-in with tax and insurance mortgage is 900 on that, and we get 1850 in rent.
1850 a month in rent.
I forgot to tell you, I have an account with 20,000 in it just for that property.
Can I ask you a dumb question, but let me ask it anyway. Uh-huh. The rental property, would you ever want that as your primary residence? Would you ever consider moving back into that?
Potentially, if when we're retired, if we wanted a smaller, it's a much smaller, it's a Philadelphia row house. It's like 1,000 square feet. you know.
But you're, in other words, if I said to you right now, you know, you guys are at risk in this industry, you're making less money, you know what you should do? Instead of selling the rental property, you should do it the other way. Sell your primary residence and move into the rental property. Would that be horrible for you?
We wouldn't love it.
Okay.
We felt like it was too small for us.
All right. So you right now are clearing on the rental property, let's call it about $1,000 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with net of everything. Is it pretty well rented? In other words, it's not a pain in the neck or anything?
No, it rents very easily because it's a super hip, popular neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the renters that we have in there have been in there for like 3 years now, and they're a dream.
There's no real reason to sell it right this second.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go crazy. I mean, first of all, it's yielding a nice amount, right? So that when I just do a back of the envelope calculation, I say, you know, you got $215,000 of equity in this place. And it's, you know, and you're taking in $1,000 a month. That's a good investment. That's a 5%, pretty easy peasy. Let's not worry about it. If you were telling me that it was a pain in the neck to rent, it's tough to deal with, blah, 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 all that, then we might make a different decision. Really, the smartest thing you could do financially, and I know that you, or you've already said no, you could basically sell the primary residence, collect the money, have no tax implication, move into the rental property, live in there for the next 2 years, then sell that and have no tax implication and start all over. I love that idea so much, but you're not going to do it. So let's move on. How much, I mean, you have free cash flow, so you don't have a ton of expenses. So I'm trying to look at this and say, why can't we move your retirement contributions back up? Is that possible?
I think so. We were just nervous. You know, we wanted to make sure we were saving as hard as we could with cash. But at this point, I think we could move it back up. Yeah, we've been doing fine. We haven't been stretched. And we always have the rental income as a backup.
Exactly. And what I really would be clear about is a few things. Number one, at this point, I think that really you don't have to worry about selling the rental property. You do need to start putting more money back into your 401ks. The other aspect of this that I just think is important is to keep yourself liquid at least till you feel like you guys are back at your 200,000, really. And in other words, don't invest too much more. If you feel like you can manage it, maybe instead of you guys maxing out your retirement accounts, I do think that, you know, just because your income is down, that maybe you should both do Roth IRA contributions and whatever you can then put in beyond that, you know, then put that into the 401k. So can you, maybe what you should say is like the money that is, you know, rental property money, that $1,000 a month is essentially what we're both going to use to fund our Roth IRAs. And then on the existing salaries, you just put the money in the 401k that your cash flow allows after that. I think that's pretty much it. And the, you know, listen, you could sell the rental property. That is fine. But the problem with selling it right now is you're going to get hosed on your taxes because there will actually have to be a recapture of the tax benefit that you've been claiming for the last few years, and you're going to have some capital gains. So I'm not sure that you need to sell that rental property at all. And again, you could if things got tight, but I think you don't need to now. So I think don't sell the rental property. Do put money into, both of you should have Roth IRAs. Let's do that. And then whatever's left over, bounce that contribution level up on your 401ks.
Okay.
Does that feel good?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure we were compounding interest on the rental sale.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could, but you know what? You're doing really well on this. And I don't think that there's, to me at least, I don't think there's a compelling reason to sell it. I just don't. So I think you got a nice property and it's working well.
Yeah, I just have one other question about the Roth. I heard somebody say that you could use that as sort of like a holding place for cash reserves if you don't invest it. Is that just to get the money?
Yeah, you could, because you can take the money out, but I wouldn't do that. Don't make yourself crazy. I mean, if you say to me you want to use some of the money for the, like, you got 25 grand in cash. So maybe right now what I could agree to is take 6 grand and 6 grand, fund your Roths, and then put the rest of it into the emergency reserve fund and just call that your emergency reserve fund.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get the Roths done, and then tell me how you're doing on. Then just, you know, experiment a little bit. You're going to see. Maybe we don't go from 3 to 18%, go from 3 to 10% for each of you and see how the cash flow looks.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we don't live high on the hog, so.
Yeah, but you don't want to go back to 1,000 square feet, damn it. That's what you're telling me.
Well,
all right, Marie from Philly, we want to thank you so much for joining us and let us know how it goes. And hopefully everything gets back to normal for you. So thanks so much for participating. If you want to be like Marie and you've got a question about rental property, or maybe you've got a question about like how to get back on track after COVID might have derailed you partially or fully, let us know. Send us your questions. Any financial question, ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Or if you're on the website, jillonmoney.com, which you have bookmarked because you know you want that contact button, then you can just send us a note directly from that place. All right. It's Monday. Don't fret. You will get through the week. We'll be there with you. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Remember to keep this in mind. If you're getting a little down on yourself, grit, growth, grace, and a little gratitude. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.